right, so I want to continue where we were, and that is with the embarrassment that we call the American news media. And it really is embarrassing. I mean, it is incredibly embarrassing when you see people like Chuck Todd on Meet the Press openly put his bias on his sleeve, mock Republicans, use double standards openly, defend Democrats. You know, look, Chuck Todd has no credibility. Chuck Todd's a guy that bought into the Russian hoax and the COVID pandemic fear-mongering and all the garbage without ever asking serious questions. He has no intellectual honesty. He has no character. He has no ability to decide right and wrong and decide for himself. He just regurgitates leftist blather. And Chuck Todd's bias is so blatant that he mocks Republican Senator Ron Johnson and gets called out for being the political hack that he is, and then pulls a stunt proving Ron Johnson is absolutely spot on, absolutely right. It's a bit long, but please enjoy. Listen.
I have skepticism of both parties. I sit here with skepticism of a lot of people's work. And I'm curious, were you at all concerned? Your Senate Democrats want to investigate Jared Kushner's loan from the Qatari government when he was working in the government negotiating many things in the Middle East. Are you not concerned about that? And I say that because it seems to me if you're concerned about what Hunter Biden did, you should be equally outraged about what Jared Kushner did.
I'm concerned about getting the truth. I don't target individuals.
You're targeting Hunter Biden. My concern, Senator. You're targeting an individual.
Part of the problem, and this is pretty obvious to anybody watching this, is you don't invite me on to interview me. You invite me on to argue with me. You know, I'm just trying to lay out the facts that certainly Senator Grassley and I uncovered. They were suppressed. They were censored. They interfered in the 2020 election. Conservatives understand that. Unfortunately, liberals in the media don't. And that's part of the things that part of the reasons our politics are inflamed is we do not have an unbiased media. We don't. It's unfortunate. I'm all for a free press. Well, it needs
Senator,
to be more unbiased.
Senator,
there's
look,
misinformation
this is, look,
on both
partisan,
sides, but the
Senator,
censorship and
Senator,
suppression
look, we're trying to
primarily
do issues
occurs
here, in
from
fact,
the left.
Partisan cable. Look, you can go back on your partisan cable cocoon and talk about media bias all you want. I understand it's part of your identity.
You see, it's then it's just smear the guy. You can go back in your little cable cocoon and, you know, because why, Chuck? Because somebody doesn't buy your line of BS. I don't buy it. I've been watching you for a long time. You're a joke. When you got the job to be the lead guy at Meet the Press, I was disappointed, to say the least. NBC can certainly do so much better than you. You're not unbiased. You're not even-handed. You're a hack, Chuck, and so are so many of your colleagues, and that's why the American people do not trust the American press at all. At all. Meanwhile, there is blood in the water. There is blood in the water. And let me tell you, Merrick Garland clearly has the basis to believe there is the potential that crimes were committed here in the Joe Biden document affair. And those crimes, whether intentional or not, could lay bare all of the other accusations of a Biden family tree full of bad behavior, influence peddling, taking money from governments like China and Russia, Ukraine, and everything else. Yeah, an influence peddling scheme that reaches from here to Beijing and Moscow. This is a White House in trouble. The only thing they keep repeating is that former President Donald Trump being in possession of classified documents is worse, which is not the case at all. After all, his documents went to Mar-a-Lago directly, were under the supervision and protection of the Secret Service, while the former vice president seems to have no idea where the documents were that he had or who had access to them for at least 6 years or more. These are not comparable issues. The former director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says Democrats are right. There is no comparison between the scandals of Donald Trump and Joe Biden when it comes to these documents. Listen.
In the case of President Trump, the documents left the White House and went to Mar-a-Lago and were under the watchful eye of the United States Secret Service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the last 2 years. In the case of Joe Biden, we don't even know all of the places the documents went. We know that they were not kept in secure locations or that they were guarded during a six-year period of time. And we also know that one of the places they went was either owned or rented by a drug addict by the name of Hunter Biden, whose associates during part of this period of time included prostitutes, Ukrainian oligarchs, and business associates from communist China. So from a national security damage perspective and from a legal perspective, I know which of these two cases I'd rather be prosecuting.
Yeah, here's the problem for the left in this particular case. If Joe Biden, who has publicly said, I don't know what's in the documents, I'm just, my Corvette was in the garage. It was a locked garage. That's great. Imagine my Corvette's in there. That's great, Joe. We're all real proud of you. You got a Corvette. No EV in the garage, just a Corvette while you try to screw the rest of the Americans. But the point is this. If over the course of 6 years, Joe Biden or anyone in his circle, while those documents had been retained, if those documents were used as a reference for anything, to write something, to refer to something, to anything else, then you've got unauthorized intentional use of the documents. Therein lies your problem. There's your winner. Ding, 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 ding. There it is. We'll see what happens. And the only reason we know about the documents in the first place, they keep saying, well, we came right out and talked about it. No, you didn't. These documents were discovered 2 November 2022. And yet, we didn't learn about it until just a few days ago. Those documents were found and reported before the midterm elections. And the only reason we found anything out about them is because there was a whistleblower. There was a leak. Somebody reported it. So the lawyers scrambled. And then the lawyers now become potential witnesses in a criminal investigation because they had no authority to look at these documents. So now they are witnesses in a criminal investigation. That's how it works. I've got so much more to get to, but I'll take a break here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Check out stevegruber.com. Send me a note. Tell me what you think about the program. I'll be right back.